On the Ground is produced by the Global NGO Executive Committee, a storied nonprofit that has for 60 years partnered with the United Nations to guarantee a voice at the decision-making table for civil society leaders. GNEC offers services to more than 1,600 UN-vetted global NGOs, which are on the front lines of tackling the most pressing issues of our time. I'm Adrienne Berg, a member of the NGO Committee on Aging New York and the host of On the Ground. Today, we are going to again celebrate women, what they do for each other and what they do for the world. We're speaking today with Frances Zinedine, 31 years with the United Nations as Deputy Director of Programs and Budget, and of course, one of the most active leaders in an organization called Seroptimus, Seroptimus International, in 80 countries. Thank you so much, Frances, for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, Seroptimus has ECOSOC status, and many people do know it from the United Nations and their relationships in civil society, but some don't. So tell us about Seroptimus and its really glorious history.
Seroptimus was actually a club started by women in California over 100 years ago. I think it's about 102 years old now.
Yes.
And primarily to help underprivileged women, and initially also to fight for the voting rights of women in the United States. And, you know, they were sort of thought of as ladies who lunch, who want to do good works, but they became very, very politically active. And the concept of this spread to Europe. And so now there are federations in Europe and Asia, in Africa. So it's all around the world, and it comprises clubs in different cities and different towns to help women and girls, particularly young women and girls, with making sure that they go to school, that they have enough school supplies to keep them in school, so that they can acquire the education and skills to be able to join a formal working sector job as they move up the ranks. But they're also very much involved protecting the homeless population of women and girls. They're involved in health issues in terms of sexual and reproductive health rights. And they also, in Europe, for instance, there are a lot of clubs that help young women prepare for the jobs that they would like to have after graduating from school or from university.
I take from the name, it's a sorority of optimists.
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Soror is the word for sister in Latin. And so they combine that into, a sisterhood of optimists. Yeah.
So what does it take? You've been in the organization a long time. You have a lot of friends in the organization. How would you characterize the values and the attitudes of the women in this organization?
Oh, they're very optimistic. They're very dedicated. And we all realize that women have had to fight for their rights throughout their lives. And they're very impassioned people who want to pass on their experience and offer help to those who are less fortunate. Because as we all know, and women make up half the world, and yet they're always behind, right? Yes. So we try to help the young women and girls to get out of poverty, to make sure they have food security, to make sure that they have homes to live in, besides having education as well. But education is the main focus because we believe that's a passport to the way out of poverty.
You know, I was in Banning, California, only a month ago at a ranch, and the ranch has a museum of the Old West. And there was a buggy that was drawn by horses. The buggy was there, and there was a plaque said, the Seroptimus buggy.
Really?
Yes, to take you from your conference at the hotel. This was around 1890, back to where you were going to be staying.
Where was this place, Adrienne?
It is a ranch in Banning, California. I will have this on our show notes. That is how old this organization was. And on this very show, we had the League of Women Voters, and they didn't start till 1920. So you're ahead of them in getting word out that women should have the vote. So that was then. Let's talk about now. Let's take a look at currently some of the big things that you are looking at and working on.
Well, currently, right this minute, in fact, today's the last day of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, where the global community, member states, 193 member states gather to discuss gender equality. And of course, bearing in mind that it's about women around the world in developed countries as well as developing countries. Of course, different levels of poverty and, of course, different levels of opportunities, but the member states get together to discuss how to move forward in achieving gender equality. Well, according to latest statistics, it's going to take us over 200 years to achieve gender equality. But we keep trying, we keep pursuing. And they ended their 2-week meeting today. And it was the 30th anniversary this year of the Beijing conference that took place in 1995, where member states agreed on a platform for action. And this session of the commission was reviewing how far we've come and how far we have not come
Yes.
in all the issues. It's a little bit depressing. Progress has been very slow, and there's been pushback on issues related to sexual and health reproductive rights, and pushback in terms of gender equality, in terms of equal pay for equal work. There's been pushback on women in all their diversity. So there's a long way to go, and I must say that governments would not be able to achieve or has not achieved any success whatsoever without the input of civil society,
Yes.
without organizations like Soroptimus. There are many, there are thousands of organizations fighting for the rights of women and girls. So being part of a community that is committed to improving the lives of girls, women and girls, it's very rewarding,
Yes, and it's
frustrating,
very and important and
and
frustrating.
important. Yes.
Someone said to me, when it comes to advocacy, it's like watching paint dry, except that paint does dry.
Yeah.
So now I want to talk about another part of women here that you're very involved with, and so am I, and that is older women.
Yes.
Of course, we've been working very hard to get a convention or a treaty for the rights of older persons, which will subsume older women. We do know that of all of this, the discriminated sectors, you've got what they call intersectionality, both old and female.
Yes.
So tell us some of the things that you've been working on personally in Soroptimist, in other committees that really do deal with older women before we leave this month looking at the status of women.
Thank you. Well, on older women, I do quite a lot of work on behalf of the International Federation on Aging. And over the past 14 years, we've been advocating for a legally binding instrument to protect the rights of older persons. And as you said, obviously older women are subsumed under the older persons rubric. And the open-ended working group that was assigned to discuss this didn't really come up with any conclusions, except to say that certain other intergovernmental bodies should have a look at this issue. So, right this minute in Geneva, the Human Rights Council, which deals with human rights issues, is looking into how to proceed. There's a proposal to establish a working group to start drafting a legal instrument to protect the rights of older persons. That's one part of my work. The other part is, particularly on behalf of Soroptimus International, is to follow other intergovernmental bodies at the UN that deals with women. So I had mentioned the Commission on the Status of Women, which ended today, and we follow the decisions, the recommendations that governments have made. And we pass that information to the clubs around the world so that in their work at the local level, for instance, like schools, are they providing enough supplies for teachers to teach women and teach girls? if nothing is happening, they can then say, in New York,
Yes.
my government has agreed to do A, B, C, and D. What are you at the local level doing? So we're trying to join the local to global, from global to local. It has to be implementable at the local level.
You know, there used to be a phrase, think globally, act locally.
Yes.
Sounds good, but you guys have figured out how to actually do it because you can't really implement something that is worldwide. That's a wish, but you
Yes.
can implement it space by space and place by place. So I'm thinking that many people listening to this are whetting their appetite. They want to be volunteers, they want to do something, they don't know where to do it. And Soroptimus, particularly if they're women and this is their agenda and personal mission, is one of those places. So tell everybody how they can get more information and how they can actually become part of this.
Yeah, well, you certainly just Google Soroptimus or Soroptimus International, and it will show that its membership and it's, as I mentioned, there's the Federation of Europe, of Africa, of Asia, and America, the Americas, Soroptimus America, and you will find there a list of what the clubs within those federations are doing. So it varies, as I mentioned. In developing countries, a lot of it is, making sure that women have girls have schooling, and then that they have enough food to eat, that they're not homeless. So it's very basic to help improve the lives of women and girls, so they can then take responsibility and do and achieve great things. So there's several thousand clubs throughout the United States. And yeah, just by Googling Soroptimus, you'll be able to find out where these clubs are.
And of course, we'll have that as well in the show notes. So I thank you so much. You know, you always remind me of my favorite idol, I would say, Margaret Mead. And to paraphrase broadly, she always said that never underestimate the power of just a few local people to
Yes.
make change. In
Yeah.
fact, maybe those are the only ones who ever have.
Yes. I think
Talking about you.
we also have to remember it's not just there are many, many other organizations. And in fact, in order to move the process forward for women, we actually have to join forces with others. Not only just women's programs, but we need to join forces with persons with disabilities. We need to join forces with those organizations that are interested in climate change, because that has an impact on women and girls,
Sure.
with the youth movement, so we need to spread our wings to incorporate everybody, because we are everywhere. Everything affects us.
Now begin to see how refugees and their needs can affect us directly. So I thank you so much for everything that you do. I thank you for representing Soroptimist and other organizations, the International Federation on Aging, on this show. I think that this is an inspiration for everybody to go out and do their part. And thank you so much. And for everybody else, you remember our motto, let everybody who says it can't be done get out of the way of the people who are doing it.
Doing it. Thank you.
This is Adrienne Berg saying goodbye for now from on the ground. See you soon.